Hey everybody, welcome to Street Fight Radio. I'm so glad you're here. As always, we do this every single week, now three times a week. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I will be uploading a new Street Fight episode. That is only because supporters supported us. Supporters stepped up. Supporters donated. Got us to that $2,500 a month level, which is a ridiculous amount of money, I know, for being high on the internet. But you know, we are grateful as always. We're drawing a check now that we're pretty excited about, and we're ready to keep this thing rolling. Eventually, our media empire will grow from a $2,500 a month endeavor to a completely monetary-less society. No currency at all, completely horizontally organized, and egalitarian in every possible way. A workers' world party where even the most humblest of employees made as much as the CEO. And that begins now. My name is Brett Payne. My co-host is Brian Quinby. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on SoundCloud. You can find us on any of the bajillion Android podcast apps out there. Even on the Amazon Alexa. Ask Alexa about us. Say, hey Alexa, play Street Fight Radio on TuneIn and see what happens. She knows about us. We are doing this because it seems like we predicted it was all going to happen. We told you that the government was bad. We told you we didn't like the United States and maybe we should figure something out. And now we're in a situation where everything got escalated. But it's all cool. I think everybody's down for some mutual aid right now.
I'm in. I'm down. It is dark out there, though, right? Like, we watched the Super Bowl this week. This is we're a couple days out. You know, it's not really big news right now. But one of the, I guess I'll give a takeaway. The time's dark. Them commercials are less funny. They're not even trying to be funny anymore. They're lecturing. It's almost like, I don't know, man.
They're like blog posts on Medium. they're very serious. They kind of address the issues of today, and it's like, you know what, we make beer, god damn it, and maybe frogs sold our beer before, but immigrants is what makes up this goddamn beer company. You know, it's like, chill, bro. I mean, chill. I like that side of it, but I would rather you not kill Spuds McKenzie, because that's too goddamn real for me right now.
That, yeah, he's bummed. I mean, like, Spuds McKenzie being, and he's right. The only way it could have been worse if they would have had Spuds McKenzie in a little casket. Rolled him out.
Right, right. We're no more animal mascots. We've grown up. No, when I was a child, I had a plastic Uzi that was painted in the red, white, and blue. And Spuds McKenzie and Joe Camel were guys to look up to that knew how to party. And why the fuck would you ever kill those people?
And he just said, Brett just said, we party for a living. Like, those yeah. were the people that taught us that this job was possible. If Joe Camel is just a regular old camel that smokes cigarettes and gets to be in a jazz band and drive a race car, then why can't Brett and I, two humans, be able to do the same thing?
Yeah, and so the tone this year was just not my style at all, man. I mean, lie to me. Please lie to me. Please just do something fun.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. But I caught a meme yesterday. I caught a good meme.
They were churning them out immediately. There's no, somebody is on a make your own meme website as soon as, and watching this shit intently.
Yeah, like getting ready to, like, I got my memeing fingers ready to go. I already got the impact font and everything. Just like, just tell me what to be outraged about, because that's a conservative means. The main reason I got this one, though, is because I heard that I didn't see the halftime show. We missed it.
I saw parts of it.
I didn't see a single second of it. Okay.
Rah, rah, ooh, mama, that shit. She did the poker phrase. She did all the classics.
She did the hits. People were mad because she didn't make a political statement. I'm like, she did make a political statement. She played all the hits. That's like saying, hey, everybody, let's get happy.
Yeah, like it's I'm not sticking my foot in it. I'm not going to come out here looking like Malcolm X, like Beyonce or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I'm just going to skate by on this white privilege.
Yeah, so I got a list of all of the pieces of her ritual is what this was.
Well, can I quickly say, though, is that some people, like, she did dance, she did sing in front of the flag, which is like politics,
right? Yeah,
it's not like let's drink cocktails and grind on each other. It's kind of, well, let's remember who we serve again.
Yeah, and she was also standing in the middle of like the most capitalist spectacle that we have every single year.
But so then I guess the twist, the I guess for them, the nuanced twist was what? Playing Woody Guthrie, singing Woody Guthrie?
This Land Is Your Land. Yeah, people are like, that's actually a political song. It's like, nobody thinks of it that way.
It's like Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. People think that's a political song. It's like, no, that's a pro-USA song.
I mean,
people in Honda Goldwings ride that and go to Klan rallies.
Yeah, everybody that hears it's amped for the USA.
Yeah, nobody is down on American politics when they hear Born in the USA.
I know that the lyrics are very
Oh, sure, they're scathing. Too. Yeah, they're scathing. If you listen, but you just drain it out and you just wait to the part where it says "Born," and you get your fist out and you're ready to go.
Yeah, it is. It's a patriotic anthem now about being born in the United States.
And I think This Land Is Your Land, all it makes me think about, like, before I knew the song, before I knew the politics behind him, and to me it just represented like apple pie and being Christian.
Yeah.
And like being American, like, you know, we're going to get rid of all of this like Middle Eastern shit you do. We're going to get rid of all of this Japanese culture you have. We're going to be, you know, this land belongs to Americans, which all act like this.
See, I always took it as being like, probably because I'm a bummer in every aspect of my life at every age. I always took it as like, come on, guys, we all got to take care of this place. You know?
Oh, you felt like it was responsibility? You felt like they were giving you a chore again? You're about to break the lawnmower.
Yeah, it does. It feels like work. It's,
whoa,
like,
are you saying I have to, I'm responsible for the Grand Canyon now? Fuck that. That's for rubes and bean counters.
I don't want a country. I don't want to have to clean it up. Nobody asked me. I was born into this shit. Well, I wish my parents didn't even make me.
Well, because it is like, I mean, the last verse, the end verses of it really is about like erasing borders and not having property anymore.
No, it's a communist.
I know.
But somebody has to tell you that. Then
right.
You have to listen to it with that ear.
Yeah, you're doing homework like, now. All of a sudden you're doing homework.
I don't want to I'm sorry to the listeners out there, but I don't want to listen to any music that we sang in our music class in elementary school.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that.
None of them.
I don't like any of the books too. They were talking about how people were impressed that you know, Steve Bannon likes The Art of War and Machiavelli, The Prince. And it's like, they make you read those as like standard reading in a lot of schools these days.
Every dipshit likes that. The Art yeah. of War and Machiavelli. Oh, it's Machiavelli. Fucking Tupac read Machiavelli.
I read a book. I know you're not one for reading, but if you should happen to, Lord of the Flies is quite indicative of human nature and what we should expect under a lawless society.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Fuck you. You read that in eighth grade.
They made you read that. That's why everybody loves 1984.
Right.
I remember I read that book in my 20s. And I was like, this is a kid's book, man. This is like, I had never read it, though. You know, I didn't read it in school. I had the choice between that and The Outsiders.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, The Outsiders a million times better than that book.
I want to watch these toughs beat up these socias.
Yeah. I feel like that's like the only book that I really responded to in school was The Outsider.
I remember being paying attention in case I accidentally stabbed somebody, if there was going to be a safe house I could go. Remember to have a safe house to go to in case you pull a blade out on somebody.
And like, we didn't watch it until we were like in the seventh grade. So I had already started smoking. I was like, damn, these kids just like me. I'm a greaser.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We all smoke together, kids smoke, and we'd be able to point to it like, look, kids are smoking there. You know what I'm saying? Kind of get at the teacher.
We're just outsiders. We're living those books. Y'all are reading about the books. We're living it. That's the difference between me and you. Teach, you'll never know. You're on the sidelines. You don't ever play the game of life.
Exactly. You wouldn't be a teacher if you was living my life, okay? You'd be like Pony Boy Curtis or Soda Pop.
Oh, my favorite character.
So Lady Gaga's Super Bowl ritual, I got a meme with a list.
Satanic ritual.
It is something. I'm not really sure.
I was convinced. I watched a brief video about the satanic heritage of Super Bowl halftimes. And I have to say, they really do lay it on thick.
Well, I found I actually found a new agey Illuminati. I have it in the show notes for the night because I thought it's an Illuminati you could really get.
Like a crystal Illuminati?
Well, it's not crystals. It's
they've harnessed the power of garnet.
They explain how they do the magic, like what the magic is, in almost spell. Like a scientific way.
Okay.
I like it. We'll get to that.
Put a pin in it.
In the list, the first thing in the list is Lady Gaga starts her performance dressed as an androgynous child star who falls from heaven, a symbol of Lucifer's return. That was the first part of her thing.
That's great. I mean, that's cool.
It's rad. I wish they'd get King Diamond to do that. Why doesn't the Illuminati make King Diamond like the biggest artist instead of Lady Gaga? Like, if they're able to choose who the huge stars are, like, get somebody that's like B-side.
No, but that's cornball shit from the 80s, dude.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to see that. Gaga does great.
Yeah, she's fine.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
She's completely chilling on her own. I feel like she makes enough people uneasy.
Yeah.
But she's also, like, connects enough people. She's good. She's polarizing in the right way.
The next thing, Gaga then stands on top of one of two towers, symbolizing both September 11th and the two Masonic pillars of Bose and Joshin.
And now they're just selling it now. They really, now, like, whenever they show me this stuff, I'm like, they really thought it out. They really are doing a satanic ritual out there. Really care.
That's way better. Like
if someone was trying to perform me for me, but at the same time also put in their effort into some sort of, like, astral plane type existence, like doing their spells, doing all of their magic as well as doing a performance, that's a lot. That's a triple threat to me.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea that there's magic, too. And it's not like the corny magic from Now You See Me, that movie about all those magicians, or like David Blaine. It's like,
no, this is mind control shit.
Yeah.
This is send you to hell type shit.
You got to be a real special kind of Christian to believe in this stuff.
Yeah,
you
know, sucks.
Like, you have to be kind of, how away from people do you have to be to believe in these things? And on top of that, share them on. I know I have one guy on my Facebook feed that shares stuff like this. That's it. Nobody else. And I mean, he's a suburban guy. He always has a lot of comments on his stories, on his posts and stuff like that. So it seems like he's a semi-normal guy. He just believes that, like, the people that run the TV are conjuring up black magic with their movements.
Right. They are in control of some sort of portals to hell, and that's how they're able to maintain viewership on their media is normally what they're going with. Yeah, I mean, I started following more of those. Actually, I have a couple pages. I don't have anybody personally I can find that goes down that rabbit hole, but a few of the pages I follow, every single day, they seem to have a new demon to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah. There's people that are terrified of demons, for real. The next thing she did, the next thing she did was, I'm sorry, the Bows of Jackman. And then later, as it gets dark, fans swing lights, which in the world of occult is known as the thousand points of light.
Okay.
I thought that was a George Bush thing.
So we're deep into this. I mean, the thing that sucks to me is they can't just enjoy being a part of, like, a satanic ritual. It seems to me they're trying to program themselves to not be, like, happy to be a part of a fucking awesome ass satanic ritual.
I mean, motherfuckers probably have a moleskin in their hand, like, interpreting the whole thing. Like, they see shit in a completely different language than we do. Like, when they look at Lady Gaga, they're not like, oh, what's she going to do at this Super Bowl? They're translating it in their mind, and it looks like any demonic seance that you've ever imagined.
Right.
From a horror movie.
Right. And I've seen them even take it. I saw one of the history of the satanic halftime Super Bowl, and there was a Madonna, and she literally had horns on her head and looked like Baphomet. And I'm thinking she's doing that because it looks awesome, not because she's like actually conjuring spirits.
Yeah, the spirits look. I mean, that's the thing about satanic imagery.
It's cool.
Is that it looks? Yeah, it's very fucking cool. It's like if I decided all the fashions, it would all be satanic imagery.
And it's just, yeah, it's like the best story, though, to be cast off from everybody else, because they're living like the devil. They're cast off from everybody else. They are all alone. Like, they don't go along with society the same way that, like, Lucifer did.
Well, yeah, but that's because they're good. You know, right, they're exactly. Like, oh, shit, you know, everybody should be like me. I'm the purest, best good.
That's true.
You know?
This is all about how moral I am.
Gaga emerges from the reddish smoke with pentagrams flashing and proceeds to do a rope. I drew pentagrams all the way. I had a Christian teacher when I was I had a class called crafts, and the teacher was pretty Christian, like had like Christian-y sorts of stuff on the table because you were allowed to do that.
Yeah, man, in those days. Like, there was no, you couldn't Snapchat a picture of your teacher selling you religion and get it on the news in them days.
Yeah, and everything we did in art was pentagrams and sixes and upside down crucifixes because, I mean, they're really afraid, like really, really afraid of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, in that the time, as we've mentioned before, I mean, pre-internet times, they really thought there was an element of society that was completely Satan worshipers.
Just really into, they go out in the woods and like sacrifice like squirrels and shit. They like, yeah.
Phil Donahue, Sally Jesse Raphael, all of the news channels, they pretty much floated the idea that everybody went to work every day, went home and microwaved a fucking dinner, and that a certain portion of society was sacrificing animals for Satan at night.
And children. They were weird as hell back then. After the pentagrams flashed, she proceeds to do a robotic dance on a checkered floor with people that resemble fallen angels. So that was the ceremony at the Super Bowl. I know people were really curious as to what all the ceremony consisted of, and we bring that news to you.
Yeah, for those of you that watched, if you were able to not succumb to the devil-worshipping nature, it's because you're pure of heart, you're better than everybody else, and that's why you get a seat right beside God, right next to him.
Yeah, smart. You're very smart.
You get to sit right next to Christ at the table.
So the Illuminati now lie at the heart of pop culture. Like, they're running the
whole thing. They always
have. This is from Collective Evolution.
Ever since Robert Johnston sold his soul to the devil, man, they've owned it.
We sold our souls to the devil, too.
That's how we got
$2,600 on Patreon.
Yeah, yeah. That money don't come easy. You gotta give away a little bit to the devil. God don't hand out blessings. God's silent. Kind. The devil is the one that is fueling any sort of mischief around here.
I mean, anything you like, everything I ever liked in life came from the devil.
The devil was there. He was always there. There was always some devil worshiper there.
And like, even when Jesus tries to, when the Christians try to co-opt the devil and do like death metal and stuff, you can tell immediately. There's a Christian radio station in Columbus that has like different contemporary types of Christian music all day. And on Saturday nights sometime, they would have like death metal on there. And every once in a while, me or one of my friends would discover this radio station that's playing death metal. And like, you would start to listen and the lyrics were just like a quarter too positive for death metal.
Or you're like, why do they keep talking about the sun? Who's the sun they keep singing about?
I will love the sun until I always die.
You know, just they're always talking about being with him. Like, with him, who do they, what's the name of this song? Is it named after a guy? They keep saying they're with him.
Yeah, it's just, it's so, I mean, they know how to make the noises, but they just, the spirit.
They don't have it there.
The spirit of metal.
You don't get a soul from God, man. You don't get a soul from Christianity. Christianity zaps the soul out of you. You ever hear they're singing?
Well, there's good Christian. Bad. I mean, contemporary Christian music probably isn't the greatest in the world. The gospel music of the past was excellent.
Oh, yeah, I do listen. You're right. I do like God music, too. It has to be about God or drugs, because that is really the only thing that like gets people fanatic. You know,
yeah.
Like that's the only thing people will die for is their drugs or their God.
Yeah. Christian music, everybody has dreadlocks too.
Well, they have to be edgelords. Like the tattoo churches are just, there's too many tattoo churches these days.
You ever go to one? You seem like you dabbled in Christianity at a time in your life.
I mean, as a kid, I ended up at an alternative church where the youth pastor rode a BMX bike. And showed us how to like do atomic wedgies on kids and shit like that.
Okay.
But it was all in the spirit of Christ.
Right. Then they bring it around to Jesus and you're like, this is the worst fucking thing. Like, this is a worst case scenario. You're talking to me about Jesus.
Yeah, there's just not a lot there. I mean, there wasn't a lot of opportunity that I was looking for there, you know?
Yeah, I just don't buy it. I mean, like, I think I have a pretty positive view of a world like without having Jesus. Like I think very highly of people and our ability to maybe figure out how to get out of this like shit situation we're in. Like I have faith in that, but like you don't ever hear me talk about it.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that I don't know. We used to do more of that,
right?
How you can trust people.
But yeah,
I'm half a Christian. Like, I believe, like, I always think about being blessed because, like, to try to scientifically, logically say why I should be thankful that I put in the effort and that it paid off for me, it's like, I'm blessed. Like, I don't have to sit down and count all of my hours, you know, and how they added up and what I got from it. It's like, I'm just blessed.
Yeah,
that's enough.
Yeah,
for
I
get. Me.
I mean, you. So that's your Christianity. Like,
around other people. Like, I find dominion with other people. Like, when someone else believes in God, I suck the shit out. I borrow it all from them.
Yeah,
like I really soak it up.
Yeah,
like if I can say something, it hits them like real deep. I'm like that really pops me.
So you kind of like the soul.
I do.
Of Christianity.
I do.
But the thing you don't
like
though,
part.
The thing you don't like though is the same like the soulless part of the identity too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Christian music that like teacot people. That voted for like Christians that voted for Donald Trump's sorts of people. They're the ones that listen to the really bad music.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how insidious, but getting back to the fact that it was on a radio station, how insidious that they're trying to trick you into doing Christianity. Like that's exactly, cause they're always saying Satan's going to do that to you. Oh, you know, you're going to love everything Satan does, you know?
And they're, right. And they're just really trying to get you to love everything that God does.
Yeah.
They want you to see everything their way.
Hey, you like that music? We got that music over here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the... Oh, fuck. I forgot what I was about to say there.
Yeah. I just, you know, so here we go. From Collective Evolution, which is the... Collective Evolution. Do you follow... If you don't follow Collective Evolution on Facebook, you're missing out. That is a good page for like wild fucking news.
I actually remember at a younger time when I was like way more contentious and maybe even more atheist, there was a woman at my job that was like just completely Christian in my face and was like, you should read this Bible. And I was like, you know what? I have the time to read the Bible. I'll read the fucking Bible.
Yeah.
How about that? And I actually came back with like a more lefty perspective. Like when I read the words of Christ and all that, I for me translated in a way where it was like, man, we really got to stop what we're doing. Like we got to stop the wars. We got to stop, you know, stop capitalizing on poor people, all of that stuff. Like I got that tradition out of it. And she was like, no, you don't know anything about the word of God. You've completely fucked it up. And
yeah.
I was like, I mean, I don't know then. I guess not for me.
Maybe they just don't pay attention to like
it's
I
not
read
everybody.
Sometimes.
I mean, there's is some lefty ass Christians out there.
Well, I read stuff like when you talk about the hypocrisy of a lot of Christians that you see. Like,
I like the get along with everybody stuff, no matter what. Like, the Martin Luther King shit is great, man. His Christianity was fucking on fire.
It was. That would be the kind that you could, because, like, look, you're battling with all the coolest shit in the world, Christianity.
Yeah.
That's the fucking problem, is if it's a battle between Jesus and Satan, almost like if you want to live good on the planet while you're alive, then you gotta go with Satan.
Yeah, that's the best stuff. Like, they call everything that good is Satan. Like, it doesn't make me... I like video games where they kill people, or music where they talk about horrific scenes of violence, but it doesn't really affect my daily behavior.
No, you're right. Yeah, they've taken over pop culture, and so here we go. I'm sorry. What you might not be aware of is the fact that this is hardly a new trend. Although hints of their presence have become much more pronounced now compared to previous decades, they have been present in Hollywood since its inception. For example, this 1980s episode of Disney's DuckTales, you can clearly see an optometrist chart that reads, "Ask about the Illuminati" in the background.
That's dope.
They used to do fucking DuckTales, dude. That's early as hell. That's why we all love, like, everybody has fond memories of DuckTales. I've never met anybody that was like, actually, DuckTales was shit.
No, man, I played the game and everything, man. DuckTales was on point. They were telling us the truth, apparently, too. Those animators would slip some shit in that was like, this is what's really going on, kids.
Here's another episode showing what appears to be an extra-dimensional demon or entity being conjured up by a Hollywood executive. It seems safe to say that showing black magic in children's cartoon is an unusual choice.
So no, it's not. I mean, even the shit that they watched 50 or 60 years ago, I think, was way more macabre than what we get now.
Yeah. That the cartoons now... I guess Dora the Explorer, she's like not being gross and killing people, but she is conjuring black magic with her actions on the screen.
Oh, really?
I mean, they probably hide pentagrams and shit in her show. Yeah, I'm sure we could go find like a critical reading of Dora the Explorer by somebody that believes in the Illuminati.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
So DuckTales is a very hardcore Illuminati show. If anybody out there knows of any more really hardcore Illuminati shows, because DuckTales seems like an odd fucking choice, man.
What about Chippendale's Rescue Rangers? Because that was just about good-hearted fun amongst mouse that had a heart for justice.
Well, they're making the case that it's Disney.
Yeah,
that,
Disney
that is doing it.
Disney's, and Disney is satanic as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, Walt Disney as a person, probably closest we got to Satan.
Yeah.
He's pretty devilish, right?
I mean, yeah, he seems weirder than hell.
Yeah.
Like, and he's got that mustache. He kind of even looks like the devil. He had one of those, like, thin mustaches across his face. It's like,
yeah,
the devil has
How
that
did you
sometimes,
do that?
My dude.
Yeah, you did that with some sort of devilish technique. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he just seems like he's that close to power, because that's like back in the Nazi times when like Prescott Bush, George Bush's grandpa, was like messing around with Nazis and like protoplasm and bringing ghosts back to life and shit.
Right.
Like that was some Hellboy type shit that they used to do.
Yeah. Back in the Nazi days.
Yeah. It's just a different world.
Well, here's where we get a little bit of scientific information about this stuff, okay?
Sure.
If we examine the works of multiple scholars from Plato to Manly P. sounds like a fly ass.
Yeah, I don't. Sounds like an early 90s rapper.
And further down the line, we see that the use of rituals and techniques to invoke and control spirits or life forms that could be existing within other dimensions or worlds are commonplace among certain groups of people, and these are practices most people associate with the modern day Illuminati.
I feel you on that.
For example, according to Hall, a magician enveloped in sanctified vestments and carrying a wand inscribed with hieroglyphic figures could, by the power vested in certain words and symbols, control the invisible inhabitants of the elements and of the astral world. So it's more scientific. He's saying, like, listen, guys, it's not goddamn magic. He's using words to control people's brains.
Sure. If someone were to use the ancient hieroglyphs for evil, we would have to address it, is all they're saying. Like, we have to acknowledge some people are harnessing the, some are harnessing an energy that is being used against us with this, with a magic wand. With this, a magic wand.
This isn't it. You have to understand that, like, I'm very fascinated with the way each individual person constructs the world in their mind. And it is, it fucking rules to me that there are people out there that do it like this.
I want to trade brains, man. I want magic to be real again.
Yeah. Yeah, I never really believe. Well, you got a magician's kit. You've, like, had it all taken out for you. There's no magic now. You're like, I got fucking instructions, man.
I know how to do a lot of them tricks. I know my way around a double mirror.
I can take your goddamn nose off you. So there you go, man. That's that's what these rituals do. Like, a lot of people think that when Beyonce does the diamond, or when Jay-Z does the diamond, or whoever does it, that they're just like, why are they showing off? It's like a gang sign. Not actually true. When people see that, it activates something in their brain.
Triangle, that means hierarchy. We should worship those at the top.
Yeah.
Beyonce earned her way through meritocracy. I am happy to be a lowly shit person on the bottom.
The president is my daddy.
When my father, he is upset with me, I know I should learn a lesson, but I am such a petulant child. I want to go in the streets and be intolerant, but I will listen to my daddy instead and take my whooping.
All I want to do is watch reality TV and listen to music. I don't want to pay attention to the weird trails in the air.
I'm using my socialist library card to get Zumba so that I will forget about all of the GMOs I'm consuming.
Sheeple.
Sheeple. This is how you get sheeple.
Yeah.
Sheeples get wanded into existence.
Yeah. Fuck. I mean, that's a compelling bit of information.
It's a lot to swallow. For sure. I mean, that's the thing. I actually, like, it was kind of cool. The article I read was like, this is sweet to think that they're going this far to recreate all of this, like, dark arts from throughout history, like, live on a Super Bowl stage is pretty extravagant.
Yeah.
These are ancient Luciferian rituals we're watching here.
I wonder if they do it during wrestling. Do you think they're programming us with wrestling?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything objectionable.
Is Donald Trump programmed, or is he programming? Because I think Donald Trump, I think we all agree that he's not in the Illuminati, right?
No, he's not. Well, wait, but is the Illuminati aligned with the devil?
I mean, no, they're like independent contractors that use the black magic that already naturally.
But I thought isn't it in service of the devil?
No, it's in service of power, more power. It's like, shit, we can control everything. But it's possible to do dark magic.
And if we burn a child effigy at Bohemian Grove, we can gain extra spirit points. There's a spiritual capital that we can use as well as our money. We can do devil worshiping to get extra bonus points in life, to get more power.
Yeah.
More economic power, more spiritual power.
They're the ultimate power, so they're not even subservient to the devil.
They're just using him.
Is what I'm trying to say. Using him as a tool.
For more power.
To create sheeple.
They've diversified. Okay. And he's just being used.
Yeah, he's being used.
I mean, he has time. I mean, he's not worried, I guess, either.
Yeah,
he's doing fine.
He probably likes to be used in a weird way. It's like, well, at least as long as I'm doing something evil, I guess it's worth the time.
Donald Trump does seem like an impish type devil, dude. Like, he just seems like one of those nefarious characters that would hang around the devil's feet, right? Like someone that's a crumb bum for the devil.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, a demon. He's basically just a demon.
Yeah.
With a huge demon ass.
And head.
That's his, like, he's got his tail tied up in there. His tail with the triangle on the end of it.
That ill-fitting suit.
Yeah. Got his tail wrapped around his legs.
Do they support Trump?
Do the Illuminati people?
No, your group.
Christian truthers and stuff? You know, it's like 50-50 a lot of times. They post a lot of very positive articles about Trump, but then other times they'll be like, you guys are all brainwashed by Donald Trump. So I'm still trying to feel out where they are politically. Yeah. You know, they didn't vote, I think, is the most important thing.
You're right.
They would never vote because, like, Jesus would get jealous of them voting. Yeah, they're like that kind of Christian.
That's putting an idol before the grape and the vine, the way to his word.
Yep, absolutely. So I got some Trump stuff this week. Just a few little simple Trump things that were a little fascinating to me.
Okay, a little...
just a little thing to get the brain moving.
Trump bits. You know? I was thinking of the little Tim bits. I was thinking of the little donut hole thing. Trump bits.
Okay. I like that.
Let's snack on these.
So you heard about this botched Yemen raid?
Oh, Christ. Yes. This is not a Trump bit at all. This isn't snackable material.
No, I want to, you know about it, right?
I actually didn't read the specifics
Don't
of it.
Don't read the specifics of it. It's Awolaki's.
Yeah.
Sister.
Daughter.
It's very sad. Okay. But they got him to sign off on it. The military, right? They were like, we got to ask Donald Trump to sign up on this raid with very questionable intelligence. How are we going to do it? So what they did was they were just like, Barack Obama would never have the guts to do it. He was like, well, I'll sign right up. So people, they're using that.
Yeah, that
like
means
different people in the that are trying to get things done by him will just go in there and be like, "Yeah, I mean, Barack Obama would have never done that." He's like, "Well, I will."
Yeah, I mean that that doesn't surprise me. You know, he has been so far, like somebody said, the type of baby boomer that keeps a TV on in the other room that's like at a super high volume.
Yeah, I actually hadn't read any of the profiles of him from the New York Times or anything, but on Chapo this week, they were talking about how like he is in his bathrobe at like 6:30 in the afternoon just watching TV until all hours of the night. Like he's not... It's not like what you would think. He's kind of like a king. He's
King Ralph. It's what we did. It's a great movie. I mean, all this is great movie and satire. I would love to see this as a graphic novel. I mean, The Simpsons did a good whack at it, but it's real life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's happening. It's definitely happening. We don't live in a TV show. A nightmare TV, like a sitcom. If we lived in a TV show, it would be a goddamn sitcom because everything's so twisted that's happening in real life.
Is that my book? That's my Bush.
Yeah, that's my Bush. Yeah, that was one about Bush, right? Obviously. Let me see if I got any more Trump stuff because I also have like a lot of. Oh yeah, I wanted to get into this. Actually, this weekend he was also being interviewed. I believe he was being interviewed, and they said, you know, Putin's had people killed, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he's had some people killed, and Donald Trump says, what do you think? Our country's so innocent? And I was like, this is one of those moments that, like, 2 seconds that endears me to him, because he's right. They
I mean,
do.
That's what they mean. That's why they say he's an honest guy, because, I mean... You watch enough American media, there's no reason to think that the U.S. government is innocent.
No.
You couldn't indict. How the fuck would you indict them as being less innocent than any other government?
We do some bad shit. Like everybody I know.
They make movies about it. Every single year there's a movie that comes out that's like, America did some bad shit.
Yeah.
Then we're going to watch it. Let's feel bad. We're ashamed that America did this bad shit. We're going to pay $14.50 and watch America do bad shit in the name of American exceptionalism.
Yeah. Good thing we don't do that stuff anymore.
Yeah, we would never do this bad shit.
We're more civilized. Bad
shit. I'll tell you what, though. I don't care now. Now that everybody's left, America does bad shit because we don't give a fuck. We're Americans. We're allowed to do bad shit, goddammit.
We right? only do bad shit because other people make us do bad shit. You know, the whole goddamn world looks up to us to be the world's police. Well, sometimes the police are crooked.
Yeah, there's plenty of movies that explain why this is okay. Have you seen them?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes
you've seen The Departed.
Sometimes you got to torture people. That's just the way things are. That's like, I want to watch 24.
Yeah.
But ooh, my wife. Good idea. The new 24.
Oh, yeah. Legacy?
Yeah, 24 Legacy. Like, I want to watch it, but my wife doesn't want to watch it.
Oh, no fun.
And I'm like, man, it's 24 episodes of something. But it's also like,
it's watching people get
tortured 24 times.
Right. In order to prevent a bomb from going off in downtown Chicago.
It's 24 separate tortures.
Right, right.
That tortures one person every hour for the entire day.
I had to put my thumb through his fucking eye to save that school bus full of children. That's like people believe every single day they made it because some troop killed somebody that was about to murder them.
Shit, at the end of the football game, at the end of the damn Super Bowl, there was a commercial. It was like, we decided to do something a little different with our commercial. Kia. And it was Kia.
Was it Kia?
It was one of them. It was one of the companies.
I think it was Kia.
They filmed the troops watching the football game and then did like a montage of all the troops having a good time. They even let some like watch with their family on a camera in this big technology room that they must have invented.
Yeah, it's like the rooms that they had in Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah, they let the troops do that, and then all the people also, all the people in there are enjoying themselves, and we're like, without these people, there wouldn't have been a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, millions of ISIS troops were coming to kill us instead of doing the Super Bowl, and they stood there and gunned them all down.
Yeah, the bravely. Whole time they were standing there, there was threats, like, there the entire time.
ISIS is, every single day, ISIS is flying over here with their advanced technology and all of their weaponry, and they're going to kill us at any moment, and the troops are preventing that.
You're, hey, yeah. I mean,
that's I'll drink a BL to that.
Don't say that. You're not saying
I'm
that.
I'm making it a thing.
He fucking texts my wife today like, hey, I bet you can't wait to get off work and have a BL. And I'm like, we're not going to do this. I don't even know anybody that drinks Bud Light. Nobody in my life. Like, they hate it.
They say it tastes like butter.
It tastes like piss water.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people say, piss water.
That's true. That's the way to show like you're more manly than Bud Light.
Like there's any other kind of piss.
Right. Well, some is. Some's a little has a little bit more mineral. A
little bit viscosity. Some of it has viscosity, like right. a higher sure. density.
Sure,
right.
sure. Let's not say all piss is the same. Let's yeah, not okay. go that far. Let's get too extreme on this show.
So,
but BLs, I'm actually a person that loves to shorten everything. My wife hates it. Because I shorten everything, and I was glad to see that they chose BL because there's no way that's going to happen. That's why I'm latching on to it. I'm going to say it to everybody I know.
Because you drinking BLs? So like, no, I don't drink BLs. I drink Bud Lights, motherfucker.
It's like, no, you don't. A goddamn dead dog that I worshipped when I was 8 years old called it a BL, and that's what it is, motherfucker. You drink BLs now. You drink BLs.
True. So just had like. Another, don't say BL, please, listeners. Do not tweet at the Street Fight account about I'm getting trying to a get BL.
That
B,
dude, the BP, the Bud Light Platinum, man, was the best thing they came out with because it's that higher alcohol. You can drink less of the piss water.
High test. I like the word high test.
But you twisted.
Yeah. So I guess like, man, I have one more story.
A tale to tell?
One more tale. And I it's not even a story. It's it was an op-ed, an opinion piece in the Baltimore Sun. And the headline was "Ordinary Americans Carried Out Inhumane Acts for Trump," and it is it's written by the person's name who's not right in front of my face, Chris Edelson. And like, I'm not gonna go through reading the article. I think a lot of us know, like, you know, they. I think the most stark piece of footage of this immigration ban or picture that I've seen is a little 5-year-old girl in handcuffs. And he points that out and says, you know, people were willing to do this. And that's something we need to keep our eye on. Like, it almost at that moment made me realize that we need to pressure people to quit on principle. You know, yeah. Like, that needs to be something we get out there to be like, look, they're making you do this. And would you do this? Is this how you want to handle things? Do you want to put a 5-year-old girl in handcuffs or keep a 5-year-old boy away from his family for 5 hours in solitary confinement? Like, that.
Not feed people for 20 hours. Treat them like shit. I mean, just like they're absolute scum for 20 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's something. We need to point out more that, like, you have a little bit of autonomy here. Like, you don't have to carry out these acts, you know?
Agreed. I mean, I think for me, the issue that I'm coming with is, like, trying not to be hyperbolic in all of this talk about Nazis and things like that. I mean, there are folks out there in Klan hoods and that are on Stormfront and a lot of these sites. But, you know, that term is being, Nazis being talked about a whole bunch. And what I don't understand, because I feel like my Trump people, my Trump voters out there, y'all watch the History Channel, right? Y'all keep that station paid. You watch all of the Nazi shit on History Channel,
mostly,
right?
Mostly they watch the Pawn Stars now, though, and like shows about hot rods and that show where those two guys go and rip off old people in rural places by buying things that are worth $600 for 10 cents.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, like, I believe in my own sovereignty. Like, I'm in believe in myself. Yes, that's for me. And so I'm trying to make sense of the world, and I noticed that the Nazis pointed out Jews as a problem, and now we've come to the point where y'all are pointing out Muslims as a problem, and there is no discernible reason as why they are a problem or why Islam is a problem. We got Bill Maher, who is people think is intellectual, that can't understand that a religion isn't a prescriptive way of thinking. Like, he can't understand that everyone that believes in Islam would is not the same. He grants them no agency.
No.
They're all, at the end of the day, worshiping something that is inherently evil. Like what we talked about at the beginning of the show, evil. He believes that's true evil.
Yes. And people take him seriously. And, you know, he's thought of as like a prominent liberal. And it's like, man, you know,
he's poison.
Yeah.
This is a dumb way to think.
Yes, it is.
Go meet some people and it goes away immediately. I mean, I've worked with enough of them and I know that people are closed-minded, but like the diversity that we've had in this world, in my life, has like there's been no reason to think that there is any problems. Like they stay on their computers and they go to Breitbart and they watch these crazy trumped up videos, these wild ass stories, and they live in this alternate reality where like refugees are running wild in the streets, and it's not true at all.
No, it is absolutely not. They are talking about like preventing these crimes from people that.
It's not happening.
Are terrified and they're just coming here. They're not mad. They're trying to get here. They're not an infiltration.
No.
You know?
No. They're not here on a mission. They want peace and quiet in their life.
Yeah.
They've escaped from their escape. They are leaving somewhere that is a lot more as a result of a lot of American influence, is a tumultuous place to be. You know,
yeah, or a lot of foreign influence. Sure. Period. It's everybody. You know,
it's fucking wild to me. I mean, I feel like I've done this show for so goddamn long, and we talked about how much we love to burn the flag and dance all over the flags and shit and fuck presidents and all that. And I still can't let go of that American flag-shaped plastic Uzi that I had when I was a kid. It took like 8D batteries, and it would shake out of my fucking hands when I would spray it on somebody like Rambo would.
Yeah.
But like, the ideals of being American to me, from what I understood, were, you know, standing up for what's right and taking care of folks that were in need. Like, they pumped us full of that propaganda. I don't understand why, like, anti-Nazi shit, not targeting immigrants. Like, this is basic American propaganda for me. I thought.
Yeah. Well, that's the way you read it.
Yeah, I mean, I was biased. Like, I read Jesus and thought that guy wanted to take care of people, and I got that wrong, according to a lot of people.
Some people see it a lot more muscular than you do.
That's
you
true.
You know, like, like, fucking Lex Luger is what the United States looks to them, and it's like, we do everything by force. Yeah, we do some bad shit, but we're doing it for all the right reasons. You know, we're going out there, we're protecting ourselves, we're protecting what means the most, which is other people in America. Okay, we give you the Super Bowl, we give you everything you ever liked, we even give you one Oscar movie a year. That's what the military does for you. Okay, gives you something to look at. Gives you something, gives you a hero that's not like Brad Pitt or something.
Right. Well, and if there are aspects of it too that are like, to me, gaslighting. Like the Bowling Green Massacre is really funny, but it's also very insidious, because you have to understand that a whole group of people came away from that bout of alternative facts and now have a new reason to justify why they hate fucking Muslims, you know?
Yeah, the Bowling Green Massacre.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people that just heard it the one time and were like, that's what they want to hear.
I know. And that's the part where it's like, I mean, you know, I understand that we're in very uncertain times, but that doesn't mean you should play it safe. I don't think it's a time to play it safe. I don't think it's a time to not take this shit seriously. Like, you just have to stand up to it. There's a lot of us out there, and we have to keep standing up to it, you know?
Punching somebody that's racist is
fucking fine.
It sends a message to how much you're willing to tolerate racism.
Right.
I'm like, not tolerating it. I'm not a tolerant guy when it comes to racists.
I won't let somebody say they like the New England Patriots because they're the whitest team in the NFL. If you say that, you can get five fingers in the face. You get a nice, I'll put a little bit of baby powder on it and hit you right in the fucking mouth.
Yeah, I'll whoop your butt. We'll whoop your butt. We'll bend you over. We'll whoop your butt.
My mom used to always say, I'll take your ass outside and whoop you bare bottom in the middle of the street. That's what my mom used to threaten me with.
But I had the friends who made them go get a stick.
Oh, man. They go get a switch?
Go get a switch, and they got whipped. But that was like a really common thing when
I
was a kid.
I had a fucking friend's house that I was terrified. They got beat with an electrical cord. Like, their dad would hit him with a fucking electrical cord.
Okay.
And now, like, they would have a, you know, the welt across the backside. I'm like, I do not fuck around over here at all.
My friend got hit with a hose one time because we
that was a popular one too.
We made a beer bong out of his dad's hose. We cut the motherfucking hose while his dad wasn't home. And it's just like, somebody's going to get,
you're gonna
that's
get
infuriating.
Yeah. Well, that was that story last week when when you told, like, we were talking about like injuring yourself for work. And then you told me that your brother broke the lawnmower to get out of work. I instantly went into like dad mode where I'm like, I'm going to fucking teach people that we were grateful that we have a lawnmower. And we won't fucking break it. Like, I just want to punish somebody real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. You hate the idea of breaking something on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it worked, though. That's kind of the thing here. Got a story from Mike Huggs.
Okay.
The wonderful Mike Huggs. We love this
talented guy.
And you know what? I think we're going to get to see him very soon.
Really?
We're going to be in Chicago.
Oh, does he live there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's a Chicago boy. Hey, I'm a Chicago boy.
I was thinking of a different one. Yeah, Mike Huggs. Jeez. Oh, my God.
He's
sorry.
He's synonymous with Chicago to me.
I'm smoked a joint for the first time in a while. And yeah, I got to meet him in DC. It was amazing. When I saw his face, I was just like, this is incredible. I've talked to him for so long. For so many years, I've known that guy online. It's so crazy when you get to meet people in person. It's the best.
Yeah, it's great. He posted a story out of Wicker Park, Chicago, about a small business, as a matter of fact. It's a place called Santulo's, and I suppose it's probably a pizza place. Sounds pizza place, right?
Maybe.
A war of words broke out Monday over the closing of Santulo's, a popular Wicker Park pizza spot, with workers saying they walked off the job and the owners saying it's just a renovation.
Okay.
So, Sean Mulrooney, owner of the restaurant at 1943 West North. Okay, well, you know, Iron Arts Association acknowledged he needs to hire new workers. He acknowledged that he needs to hire new workers, but pointed to a renovation as the cause of the closure. So all of his employees walked out, and his business is being affected. But he don't want to admit that, hey, they ain't got me. I could hire 10 people off the street tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that is what it is. I wonder if he's just like, I can't pay y'all while we renovate. And they're like, I need a check like every single week, though.
That is a real thing. That is, hey, you know that money we usually pay you? We're going to give you a couple weeks off and get a renovation done with it.
No, that don't work for me.
That is a real small business thing, though. They will ask you to go a few days without pay. That is...
Well, yeah, I mean, these nightmare businesses, like, I just wish we could get those people out of it.
But
what do they want? Like, an RV? Why do they do it? Why do they open businesses if they can't run businesses? I don't get it.
I know. That's why I always as much as I hate his personality type, I identify with John Taffer a lot when he's in those bars, man. And he's just like, what are you doing, man? Why
do you give a shit at all?
Why are you even doing this? Did you open? I think there are people like me who opened a restaurant and were like, oh, this is, I didn't think of all the stuff that would have to get done.
You have to order pop every week? What the fuck?
Yeah. You have to order pop every week. How much? I don't know how many people are going
to
be here.
How the fuck am I supposed to know?
But his longtime kitchen manager, Keith Buzzard, said workers walked off the job last month because of problems getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, that'll do it every time.
And other issues, including what he said was faulty equipment that left him with facial burns last summer. So, like, you know he doesn't have health insurance. A pizza shop, you just automatically assume that, yes, everybody there is working to have money. It's not like a second job for them. They're not teenagers. And they don't give you health insurance. The pay is probably low if the checks are coming late.
Sure. Yeah, what kind of protections do we have? Which is zero. Like, there's nothing that prevents us from being caught up in somebody else's fucking nightmare like that, you know? And it's like happening every day.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of we have a lot of businesses that are only going to be around for 18 to 24 months.
Yeah, you know? And there's people putting their whole lives into it.
Right, right.
And it's just going to go away. Like, it's not going to be around anymore. You're right. We need, so much needs to be done about small business. Like, if we're going to let these people be in business and act the way that they act, then we need, like, a robust safety net to fall into. Because a lot of us are working in these, really, really scary situations. Scary as in I want to be able to pay my rent.
Yeah, for me, I mean, like, my total utopia situation would be just facilitating people that actually want to own a business. There's a lot of folks that have so much extra money. Being somebody that doesn't have a college degree or a trust fund that is trying to make this thing happen on a few $100s, like a shoestring budget, I see people that are like, yeah, you know, I made a loss of $250,000 so far in this bar, but I can get it back. I can get it back. And it's like, how did you get a hold of that much money in the first place?
I know. I didn't have any kind of a seed. No. You know what I mean? Like, this show's starting from a negative bank account.
Right, right. This like, is on. Yeah, I burned Bank of America to get Street Fight a little bit ahead at some point.
Yeah, yeah. We're on a, I mean, this show is so on credit, but I've even heard of like Kevin Smith. That dude started on credit too, man.
He was
like,
I love that.
Do a damn credit card.
Yeah, that was his advice. That was good advice.
We actually saw a commercial during the Super Bowl of a company that was saying student debt is ridiculous, and like started pointing out all the how much we pay for student debt, how much we pay for healthcare, and all this stuff. But it was a company for loans to be able for people under 35 to be able to go get a mortgage.
Yeah,
like, shit, man. Come on, that's not how you solve this problem, and you know it. We tried this once. They're gonna start handing out houses again, like,
yeah,
in the next year. That's like, that's the thing. If you ever wanted a house, get ready, because the Republicans love to hand those things out.
Yeah, it's true.
They'll just let the bank sell as many as they want.
Yeah, they'll let the banks do all the paperwork they want to make all their money.
Yeah, I mean, they are rolling back a lot of that stuff. You're just like, man,
get in there. I mean, your payment in 5 to 10 years, you're gonna have to just abandon the whole house, but you'll at least have a house for a few years.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're gonna go back to, I mean, hopefully we're smart enough.
No, I'll robo sign a fucking mortgage right now, bro. I'm trying to get a motherfucking backyard. I don't even know if we're gonna see 2020 at this point. But I mean, seriously, I want like a shed with a chicken coop in it.
You're gonna buy the house? I can't wait.
I'm gonna get a fucking house, bro.
I can't wait till this motherfucker gets a house. Like, just
I'm gonna
the same
a 5-bedroom house.
He's like, man, I missed the first time, but I'm here for the house.
Yeah, I'm
this
around.
Time. You get to
I'm
have
ready
a-
to eat. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for that fucking mortgage. I'm ready to eat.
You get to have a pool or whatever.
I mean,
you
I'm get a fucking to- man cave and a and I'll have a finally get some workout equipment. I'll have like a gym, home gym,
lifted truck. We'll have a lifted truck.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, Street Fight will have a lot of recreational vehicles.
Definitely a fleet of them.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm gonna go get some clothes. Like I
gotta
get.
It's about to be free credit time. It's-
It is.
Republicans hand out free credit.
They do.
Because they know they can make more on you defaulting.
I mean, and it also like feels like the roaring 20s when you can get all that credit.
That's true. Maybe he'll send checks, man. If he wants, like, he has to outdo Bush, he needs to send us some checks, man. Them Bush checks were the goodest time.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time on the show. Like, it was like Woodstock.
It was.
Yo, President Bush mailed everybody $250.
Serious shit, man. Like, you could take it to the bank and use it.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. I thought for sure I wasn't getting one of those.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm doing too damn good, man. I'm upper middle class. And he's like, Bush was like, man, you need like $400 right now. Here it is, my dude.
Go get a fucking
get
PlayStation,
ounce of, few ounces
Xbox.
Of weed. Yeah,
yeah.
Go get a Japanese Dreamcast.
Yeah. It is. They do. They're about to start handing out money. I mean, it's all going to come out of our kids' asses.
Yeah, they're going to. We have no retirement.
But they're giving us the same opportunity they gave the baby boomers. Like, now they're like, hey, y'all got 4 to 8 years to sell out.
Yeah.
So
start leasing shit immediately. The APR is going to be so motherfucking low.
Yeah,
it'll be stupid not to be borrowing.
You'll grow into the house or whatever. You don't think you're going to be doing better?
Yeah, come on. It's Trump's America. Okay, you're going to be making $300,000 next year.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there. I just want to do the solidarity thing to the Santulo's workers. I like to always get a labor story in.
Okay.
You know, so
I don't know it.
I was just reading to you a few minutes.
Oh, sorry.
Before we move on, I want to express solidarity.
Yes,
to
definitely.
The people, anybody who's striking right now, anybody who's taking action against their employer,
I would say, man, if you can make it into a bigger thing, why not? I mean, general strike is in the air. and people are discussing it. And I think
the SEIU has endorsed the idea of a May Day general strike. Like, that is fucking huge for a union to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually illegal these days. So, yeah, I mean, if anybody can make it a big deal, I've been fired. I mean, I remember one time I cussed out my bosses because I felt like the company was going to go under and I didn't know what was going on. And I had asked like a month or two before, and then I showed up to work and there was a sign that said, you know, this toy store is closed. Brett, call this number. We'll let you in. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they closed fucking shop on me, you know? Now, I was just a teenage kid, but there were other people there that were like, that was their life. I mean, they unloaded the trucks at the toy store and they made it work. They made $10.60 an hour and they fucking loved their life, you know what I mean? And then, like, that shit just got cut off, like, you know, like a light switch.
Yeah, yeah. And they it's going to all happen again. We're all headed in the... Because, I mean, he's deregulating fucking everything. He's got a guy in charge of the Department of Labor that runs Hardee's. Like, who... fucking... He went and found the person that treats their employees the absolute... Like, he's like, hey, he's the one that hires the burger flippers that we all hate.
Yeah, yeah. This is the guy.
This is the guy. That guy has threatened automation.
He makes hamburger flipping the worst. Nobody will want to do it after that. They're going to achieve better. 100 times better.
True. True. You're right, man. So, yeah, I'm not.
I mean, it's hell every day, man. Just like I said, here's the thing. Y'all motherfuckers are watching all this worthless prestige drama. Y'all Pinteresting, y'all on the IG doing all this bullshit. Go do that in the middle of civil disobedience. Do that on top of the double yellow line in the middle of the main drag of your motherfucking town with a whole bunch of other rowdy folks that are ready to see something different.
Yeah.
That's all it's about right now. There ain't no reason to be hemming and hawing about what somebody in California did, because if unless you were ready to fly your plane over there and go do that, it ain't none of your business. Like, everybody is moving in a direction that's way better for all of us. Like, even the motherfucking Trump people, like, we're looking out for you too, man. We don't want any of this shit. We don't want the ruling class. We don't want Donald Trump's doing all this shit.
Donald
okay.
Trump's.
We don't want Trump's out there, man.
Donald Trump's doing this shit.
There's so many of them. Like a Betsy DeVos, there's like all these mini Trumps, man. All these different kind of Trumps are coming into existence. And, you know, we can get by without them. And everybody is on that level. Like, you know what? We have a reason to live now. We have a reason to make things better, because we sure as hell ain't going to let this shit happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're right, man. Show up to stuff.
It okay? is what it is.
I'm like low key. Anybody that's in my life that hasn't been to a protest yet that I know isn't busy, like, you look at everything they do like, oh, yeah, that's really important. I mean, good use of your time there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Low key. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10 mad, I tweeted this. 3. I'm not that mad. I'm like.
Just simmering.
Yeah.
Not boiling. You're not boiling about it.
We got to make it through 4 more years, man. And yeah. It's just, I guess, like, my thing is, if you haven't been to a protest, then I'm probably judging what you're spending your time doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, now's the time, really. It's like, for me, we read all the, like I said, I'm fully indoctrinated by the American government with my education. And now is the time to choose which side are you on. I mean, are you going to put up with this shit? Are you going to find a reason why you can't be involved? Or are you going to push forward towards something better? You know, like that's yeah. It is what it is right now.
Yeah, stop. Whatever. I'm like I said, we went to like Dairy Queen and we watched a movie we downloaded from the Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
Like, well, you should have been in a protest when that happened.
Right.
And if you can't get to a protest, just any kind of help, basically something, anything, you know?
Yeah.
Because I know that there are people that can't get out to do it. And I know that, like, they also, like, just the people who's self-interested is to go also need to go to work. Like, they can't, nobody can take days off. There are a lot of people, especially in the service industry, that can't take any days off. And I, like I said, people are busy. I'm just, I think, like, giving just a little bit of your time to the resistance, not the Democrats' resistance, but to resisting this shit.
If they say Muslims are banned from this country, are you going to hide them in your house?
I will.
Like, are you going to go out and fight this? Like, how serious are you? Or are you just someone that listens to Dan Carlin's hardcore history and thinks that you would, it's an admirable, but you couldn't possibly be that?
Yeah. True. Yeah.
It's fucked up, man. And, you know, actually, let's close this out, because I got somebody came at me on. I've done Street Fight for so long, and I critique what I say so much, and I never get any sort of, I rarely get pushback, but as we've been growing and growing, we've got a few things. Someone commented on the left punching last week, and someone, I guess on the last episode, I used the word illegal too much, and I do apologize for that.
I have a hard time not falling back on things that I said for a very long time. Like, Brett and I are old, and we've been through a lot of phases in our lives. And, like, even when I'm in, like, if I'm talking to a person and that person says illegal, sometimes I fall into saying that, and then I'll go back and correct myself, like, undocumented. You know, I'm sorry it's undocumented. If I'm saying it, if it's me that's saying it too, it's like, man, I'm sorry. I'm going to be conscious of it probably now because you brought it up. So thanks for that.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Like I'm trying to talk plain as hell. I'm trying to talk to people that watch like NBC and shit. And I think that for most, even my like hoity toity latte drinking Democrats, they still think that folks can be illegal.
Yeah.
I mean I think on the last episode I said if you believe a person can be illegal, you probably have a really smooth brain, or you're a corporation exploiting people. But at the same time, man, and people are called illegal, those folks I consider my enemy, but I guess I do slip into that as well.
Well, changing, just, I mean, it really is hard to just change habits, and we haven't been.
And then it's the same thing with like, oh, don't say pro-life, say anti-choice.
I can't do that.
I have worked that into my vocabulary, but, you know, I'm also going to them like, yeah, let's talk about motherfucking illegals right now. Let's talk about fucking illegals, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you know, I guess I'm not being disrespectful about it. I'm just trying to infect the most normie of folks. I'm trying to get to camouflage people.
Yeah, people that drink Bush and the camouflage can.
Right. And there are people that listen to us and that can have their mind changed. They can find out about a weird Appalachia and weird Rust Belt.
Well, we're on Facebook all the time, broadcasting from there. I got a last story for you here,
There's
Brett.
More stories?
Listen, this is not necessarily a story. This is an important bit of news for you before we end this show. I guess we're going to go an hour and 20 maybe or something.
Oh, really?
We're going to break our recent record.
Oh, really?
Teen juice e-cigarettes for dripping, study says. I know you like to know what teens are doing.
I stay up on it. I juju on the beat. Okay? I wear my Vans. I know what teens are doing.
Yeah.
I watch The Craft.
Yeah, so Cigalite and e-cigarettes, I don't know what that is. That the word Cigalite in
hey man, can I get a Cigalite?
Do you know what Cigalite means?
I don't know Cigalite.
So it's in quotes. Cigalite e-cigarettes look like a traditional tobacco cigarette with a light at one end that glows when the user draws on it.
That's like regular. That's like most of them.
Yeah. The battery-powered device heats e-liquid containing nicotine, which is released in aerosol form.
I love it. I mean, I do it all the time whenever I didn't do it last time, but whenever I do mushrooms, I like to buy myself an e-cig.
Yeah, yeah. So 1 in 4 teens who vape say they've used e-cigarettes for an alternative technique known as dripping.
Yeah, kids. That's what I would be doing. Like, this shit, like, they can sell it, but can we modify it?
It's true. I'd be dipping like nuts right now back when I was a kid. Dipping produces.
Dripping or?
Dripping. I'm sorry. Dripping.
Bitch, I'm dripping.
I'm dripping. I'm over here dripping.
I'm dripping over here.
I'm dripping on them, baby. How you love Dripping, dude.
Dripped up.
Dripping produces thicker clouds of vapor.
Nice. That's what I want. How's the hit? How's that throat hit?
Gives a stronger sensation in the throat and makes.
Yes! I need a throat hit.
Yeah, you see, you're going to start dripping with the team.
I'm
teens.
Dripping, baby. Candy paint dripping.
Yeah.
Fofos, I'm tipping.
And, it makes the flavors taste better.
So this is like the best way to vape. These teens have unlocked the best way to vape.
Yep, and it was in a journal of pediatrics. It's the first evaluation, so who knows? It might be even more.
So they're saying that. So how do you ask for that? Is it illegal? Can you go and say I want to get dripped up?
You got to go buy. You probably what I'm thinking is you go buy an e-cig.
Okay, crack
and
it.
Then you go buy some vape juice, right?
Okay,
and then you just drip.
So there's been some technical difficulties with the show recently, and today was no different. Apparently, we cut out right at the end. I really wanted to get some of this e-cig material in, but we didn't. Thank you for tuning in as always. Find us on Street Fight. Find us on StreetFightRadio.com. If you want to support what we do, go to StreetFightRadio.com/support and Patreon.com/StreetFightRadio if you want to subscribe to the zine or see all of our live videos. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I laid into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Now as I look around, it's mighty plain to see, this world is such a great and a funny place to be. All the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore.